Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another week of Stand By Your Band. It's me, Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street? That wasn't it. It was
the
Slumdog.
Wolf of Dog Street? What is Dog Street?
I was thinking of Slumdog Thousandaire. Dog Street? Woof woof, bitch.
But are you like the dog?
I'm the dog.
Oh, all right.
That's what I started when we started you up. I was calling myself the dog.
Were
a
you
bunch.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was dumb. It was a fun little time. You're of course also hearing the voice of the Prince of Snarkness,
Wolfman Mac.
What the hell? That's Tommy McNamara here for another day. Oh my god.
Hopefully. Here for
please,
another day.
Hold on for one more day, Tommy. Beep.
Oh my God! Let's we're doing a quick one.
We are doing
so. We are going to right away introduce our guest, one of the funniest people in New York.
Oh boy.
New York,
Caitlin Palufo.
Hell yeah! Oh,
hello, thank you for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks so much for doing
Mac
this,
Daddy.
Yes,
oh, God.
Correct.
I don't know. You're wearing a sleeve tattoo thingy.
Yes, I am.
Maybe Cheese Daddy, but Mac Daddy. I
cheese
think
Daddy
not.
And Cheese Daddy.
You're
yeah.
wearing
oh,
a hot
fun.
Dog shirt.
Pimento. I am wearing a hot dog shirt. Okay. Well, you know, we all have our thing.
Hell yeah! We right off the bat need to apologize to our listeners for another hiatus.
Yes,
we're very sorry.
One of our longest hiatuses.
It has been a full 6 days.
6 days.
Yeah, and with no episode, so. We do apologize, but you know what? We got a reward for you today. We're talking NSYNC.
Hell yes. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to start grooving. I feel like we're going to start dancing a little bit. It's
yeah, we
fun.
Might start dancing.
Well, you know what? We're gonna play the music throughout. Sometimes we save it for the end. We're going to start playing the music right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And we're going to start with a song that I don't think I'd ever heard before.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's
called Just Got Paid.
I wanted to put a few little deep cuts in there. This one's great.
Oh, I love this song.
Did you know it?
Yes.
I don't remember this.
Money, money, money. It's very good. It's very dancey. I saw them perform this live. What talented musicians. They're very good.
So where did you put a low? Where did you see them live?
Oh, I saw them on their No Sleep for Cats tour.
Ooh, the original NSA.
Like that. It was my first concert I'd ever been to.
Oh shit!
I know.
Where?
Wow, that's a big one.
It was in Oakland, Coliseum.
You're from Oakland?
Well, I'm from the Bay Area. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I went with some family friends who were very religious, and then we went to this, and all the girls were like, ah!
Damn.
It was great. So fun.
You know how women are.
Yeah, especially those teenagers.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
I mean, the Exorcist girl was like that, but I think that's because she was inhabited by a demon.
I was close.
Oh, man.
A demonic child. But that, it was like the, I still remember it. It was so much fun. They're very good at dancing.
Who opened? Did they have like a famous opener too? Was it one of those things where it's like LFO opening for NSYNC or something like that?
Ooh,
no, I think
that
they had
a good one.
It was like, a singer, a guitarist.
Ooh.
I can't remember though.
Bob
I don't
Dylan.
Remember.
It was Bob Dylan. This was when he went electric. How am I going to compete with these guys?
What about my sex appeal?
I think this song is so funny because it's like just got paid, but it's like for 13-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. It's like allowance.
Yeah, we got an allowance.
It's
20 bucks
Friday
for mowing the lawn.
Go to the arcade.
Hold by eight.
I didn't realize there was like rapping in this song.
Yes, Justin got a little crazy with the raps. He went a little nuts with it, especially on Pop. Then he starts beatboxing.
Oh yeah,
right.
I mean, Celebrity, excuse me, that album.
A lot of R&B influence in the music.
Yes. The early stuff is pure pop, and then No Strings Attached. We kind of get into it, hence No String or this song.
Yeah.
And then Celebrity, it gets full blown. But they had more creative opportunity with Celebrity.
Celebrity seems like a cooler album.
It still holds up. I mean, half the songs do. I mean, I gotta admit, some of them I was like, what? You said cheese.
Tommy, right up top, I gotta ask you, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I was a BSB boy.
Me too.
No!
Oh my God.
You're behind Jesus. Enemy lines, Palufo. I hope you brought your gear.
Why? I gotta ask, why were you BS?
I liked the music more, and I thought they were more romantic boys. And then these guys come in, they're just dancing around.
They're dancing very well. It's synchronized, and they're very good at singing. They're way better singers than Backstreet Boys. The only thing Backstreet Boys people have is the fact that they came first. Like, that's it. That's the only thing. But NSYNC was better in every single other aspect.
Backstreet Boys sold almost double the amount of records.
Did they ever do
30 million.
Deal with that.
The Super Bowl? Did they? No. I don't think so.
This year.
Also, by the way, new song. I like it. The new Backstreet Boys song. I think it's good. It's very of the times.
When did it come out?
Oh, probably like 5 months ago or something like that. 4 months ago. It is good. But you know what? We're here today to talk about NSYNC. We're not going to use our Backstreet Boys.
They are trash.
I thought they were hotter guys.
No, they're weird. Okay, the tall one looks like he's a serial killer. He always wearing a trench coat. No, the other one's got a receding hairline when he was like 22.
Okay, hold on.
AJ, get out of here.
Is that bad now? That makes you a bad guy?
Oh,
I'm just
saying. You are losing points in a hurry.
You know what? Here's what I'll say. I think men and Backstreet Boys fans have talked for long enough, and we're here to listen. So we're going to listen to you today.
There's smoke coming out of Tommy's ears ever since that receding hairline.
But before I start, there's one thing I really want to listen to this. I want everyone to listen very closely to this one part that's coming up in this song, and tell me if you hear what I think I hear. What do you think you just heard?
Tell me where the party is.
Now I heard tell me where the body is.
It really sounds like tell me where the body is.
No, tell me where the party is.
It sounds like a guy in a room with a spotlight on one guy. Tell me where the body is.
Tell me where the body is. Thank you, Tom. Let's try one more, Caleb.
Then again, ever since me and Tommy hid that body, we've been very.
I want you to listen
very suspect. Yeah. Very suspect. Can I be good? What I'm getting down. I'm getting down. Just got paid. Friday night.
Come on. Night. Tell me where the body is. What do you think? One more time. I rest my case.
He's saying party. That's JC Chazé, and he's saying party. Oh. Okay, he's just trying to do a little bit of Justin. It's not working for him.
I think JC is into junior criminology.
Whoa.
Junior criminology.
Yeah, I think, he's not. He's a child here. He can't be a pro.
Oh, he's like 22.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, still, you can't be a criminologist at 22. I think it might be a thing I just made up in the first place.
How old were you when you got into NSYNC?
I was like fourth grade.
So what is that, 12?
Yeah,
Tom, how old is your girlfriend?
11?
Wait, what's up? Oh, come on.
I did the joke. You always do
to me.
I did
you.
I know. You got there first.
Hold on. We
got
to ask that lady in your room.
God damn.
Is that where the body is?
We're both pedophiles, so asshole.
Much like Luke Pearlman.
Thank you. Luke Pearlman. Oh, he's a bag of shit, huh?
Oh, boy.
I think all Backstreet Boys and NSYNC fans can get on board with that.
Now, what about Luke Dan Pearlman?
No. Former guest.
I was actually like, ooh, I hope I don't say that. The whole time I was like, Luke Pearlman. Ooh, don't go this. Go that was
me. Luke Pearlman. The guy who formed Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and LFO and recently died in prison.
Oh, he died in prison?
In 2016.
Wait, why was he in prison?
He was
stealing from his fucking everybody.
He had like $300 million in debts. He ran like a huge Ponzi scheme.
Wait, you can get in trouble for stealing from your business partners? What about like on Patreon?
Wait a sec. It is weird that I'm paying you.
Look, buddy, you gotta pay man money to earn money. You give me $50, I give you $30.
You're great with math.
Yes.
Oh, real Lou Pearlman over here. Oh boy.
But he's an alleged pedophile, but that is not why he was in jail.
I
did not hear about the pedophile part.
He just
stole from our boys.
Yeah, different band members from different bands have alleged. There was a big Vanity Fair article that came out that said that he was trying to sleep with all the boys and all this stuff. But different people have denied it. It's kind of a
He wrote the original "To All the Boys I Loved." It's all five letters are to the members of NSYNC. I just watched that last night, by the way. Great film.
So
I really liked
it.
Very cute.
Very sweet.
Cute film.
Why does every movie I watch end on a lacrosse field? That's what I
Yeah, I always wanted to end up in a field.
Wait, there's one thing
like
about
that
Lou
body.
Perlman. Before we get off Lou Perlman, there's something really funny to me. Okay, every single band that he represented sued him, except for one.
Oh, what's the one band?
US 5.
Oh, I have not even heard that one.
Me neither. And I want to know, like, why they liked him still.
He's a good
guy. How long ago was it? I'm looking at people.
We're looking at
they
pictures.
They look very,
what, I think
Christian
they're like a German
band.
Boy band. Maybe, I don't know.
Jet Ticks. I don't know.
I'm looking up.
I like those shoes, though.
How, when were they around? Were they, so they were US 5?
2005.
Is it US 5 or US 5? US Route 5.
Or maybe
I get
it's
it.
US 5.
Okay. US 5.
Hey, US 5.
US 5. We where's the body? Yeah. Tell me where the body is.
Lou Pearlman documentary produced by Lance Bass coming out.
Ooh,
that's interesting. Lance.
Oh
Lance?
My God! Not to this guy did not look how I thought he would look.
No,
Lou Pearlman.
Lou Pearlman.
He looks like Louis Anderson.
Yeah, he does.
Gross.
Oh my God!
I don't like him,
but you know,
Louis Anderson is wonderful.
His first Baskets one of my favorite shows.
Gross. Lance
Bass was on one of my favorite shows, Review with Andy Daly.
When was he on?
He was on the space episode.
Oh,
Fred Willard.
Yeah, that's right.
He goes to space with them and Fred Willard. Yeah.
You just got to watch Review. Watch Detroiters. Support good TV shows, you know?
Yes.
Turn this horse shit off.
So wait, who is your favorite? We have to get to that. That's very important.
J.C. Chazet. He was my favorite.
So tell us about J.C.
Oh, J.C. He's very musical. I thought he had the best voice. Most talented. He also played the piano. And
I
he wrote a
JC
lot of
too.
Songs for NSYNC.
He played the piano, huh?
And he's a very good dancer. He was on. He helped discover the Jabberwockies on that MTV show.
The From Star Wars?
He's like, what?
Is that not from Star Wars?
Doesn't it sound like it's just
no, it's a dance crew.
Okay.
No, there is a picture of me in a Jabberwocky mask.
Oh, boy.
From A Night in Vegas.
Is that right?
Yeah. So who knows?
Oh,
tell me
God.
Where the body is.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They're like, that's not the law, though, Tommy. No, it's the perfect crime.
Every crime in Vegas. Yeah.
You wear the Jabberwocky mask, it just looks like an episode of Scream. That's you. You're murdering people.
And you are 17, which is why you say episode of Scream and not movie Scream.
Yep. Thank you. Well, didn't they make like 15 movies? They're almost like episodes now, I would say.
The great Dan Ronan was once arguing why, a comedian from Chicago, was once arguing why the Scream movies were the best horror movies, and his argument went, come on, Scream 1, Scream 2, Scream 3. And that was
how
the whole
many there were.
And he said Scream 1, and it was the first scene.
That is very funny. A Billboard article in defense of J.C. Chazet's...
By Caitlin Palufa.
J.C. Chazet.
Chazet, NSYNC's underappreciated boy band frontman.
Thank you. Very good.
Let's read a little bit of this. When NSYNC burst through the stateside radio airwaves with their 98 self-titled debut album Girls, and a few boys were quick to stake claims on their favorite member, some were drawn to Chris Kirkpatrick's
Why?
Cool demeanor or Lance Bass's Boy Next Door charm.
So the album was called Girls and a Few Boys? That was the name of it?
That is what it sounded like in the form that I read it. Let's see. Joey Fatone had the goofiest personality, and Justin Timberlake had almost everyone swooning with his teen model looks, despite some questionable style choices.
Ooh,
remember that ramen
sure.
hair? But My Devotion, this does not feel like a good article. My Devotion
Maybe
always remained with JC.
Ramen hair is not good.
Nope. This person says devotedly. It says, but My Devotion always remained with JC, who is truly... the boy band's greatest member.
Yeah, for sure. He was
so let's
glue,
hear
baby.
Your
he
reasons, and let's hear this person's reasons.
Well, he was definitely the hottest, I would say. He had the most defined jaw, very chiseled jaw. And I think...
Oh, you're like one of those people who's into a defined jaw?
I like...
like a weird lady, huh?
Play this lightly under you, talking
okay,
about why you
yeah,
like him.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He's just humble. He's the most humble one, I would say. Didn't need to... Joey Fatone was too much. He was too much with the Superman, all the time with the Superman.
So you don't like fat guys. Yeah, you don't like hairline.
The fat one, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he seemed like he was like Catholic from Chicago.
Tommy McNamara is Catholic from Chicago.
Exactly right.
Damn.
Oh, gosh. But no, JC, he was the best. I had his lanyard. I wore it every day to school. I did.
What do you mean
by his lanyard?
Okay, so they used to sell these lanyards with the faces of NSYNC members.
We should do that for the podcast. We got to just go stand outside of elementary schools and sell them at a table.
And just have Jay-Z's face on it?
Yeah. Oh, no. It was us. It was going to be us.
Okay, but just put JC in there. It'll really up your stock,
Wow.
JC is that talented. He's very talented.
You think
he was the best dancer. Oh, he was great. But he had to let Justin take the spotlight because that's what the stupid little girls wanted.
Wow.
They weren't women.
Okay. Oh, wow.
If you're a true woman, you like JC Chazé. Okay.
Damn.
Me and Renee Vargas, we like JC Chazé. We're the smartest people I've ever met.
All right.
Were you the type of the first ones to come?
Oh, my God.
That was my next question. Maybe we got that out of the way.
Oh, God. Sorry, Renee.
Oh, man. About this song we're hearing, if you can hear this, I'll turn it up a little bit. This is the big hit.
Yep, number one.
Tearing Up My Heart. I remember this being on Disney Channel and being like, woo, doggy.
Yeah,
this is going to be a banger. I was smoking a cigar, so I know a hit when I hear it.
Lou Pearlman Jr. right there.
Green Day 666 writes, hee hee, I love NSYNC. Probably better if you don't ask me, actually.
As
in regard to this song.
As if Green Day could get any more twisted. He throws in a 666.
This person's Ale Boz says, I still can't get enough of this song, and I'm almost 30, for goodness sake.
Classic
pop tune.
What a nice lady.
From the We're Not a Boy Band group, and they really aren't, you know. LOL. I love it.
Fucking weird.
Let's see. This is a good song. This is a banger.
I mean, whenever I hear it, I'm just like, everybody's not in their head right now. I just want to make sure.
I feel like people still do this at karaoke a lot.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I could probably do all the parts. That's my thing.
That would be horrifying.
I don't think so. Give me one mic. Here we go.
Damn. What does with or without you mean?
Ask you too, buddy.
He feels the pain. Okay.
Oh. But
yeah, he loves her so much.
Yeah,
that with,
even with
or without
when he's
her,
with her,
he feels
it's tearing
it
up
aches.
His heart.
It aches. He
sounds
aches.
Like
wow.
NSYNC taught.
Sounds like this guy needs
men.
To take some Bayer. Sounds like he's got some heart problems.
When the dog says Bayer, you know it's real.
Woof woof.
You know what I think about all this talk.
What's that? Should I turn this up to hear it?
I think it makes me ill.
This song.
What's the name of the song?
I'd never heard this.
It's different from the other one. What was it? Where was it? Oh, Just Got Paid. It's different.
Ah. I can see you with another guy.
It hurts him that this woman is getting mistreated and he sees it.
Again, I feel like this band has a lot of medical ailments. I think
they're
a lot
of
it.
Pain.
This sounds like Pepto Bismol.
They're hurting. They're hurting. They love women, except for Lance. Lance doesn't.
I do like how the first song is like with or without you, and the second song is like it makes me ill if I'm not with you. That seems, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up. Pretty fucked up. My butt hurts when I'm not with you. Got him.
So you seem like your playlist is NSA heavy. Would you agree?
No Strings Attached? Yeah.
Is that the
it
one
is.
More
it's
for you? Or is
I mean, that,
that
one was... That one I listened to on repeat. I had a hard time picking just
four
three
out of your
from
six.
That one. Yeah, it's a lot. I love that album. Damn. It's very good. Me and my older sister, probably the only thing we ever bonded over.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah, that album.
Talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let's uncover that
my
a little.
My sister was more of a Justin fan, if I get my drift. Okay. Ooh. Got married young. Okay.
You know, these Justin fans. Accept it. Oh, of course. You say no more.
It's the obvious choice. I feel like Justin is the obvious choice. But, you know, I'm more like a Brandy. Okay.
Right.
You just... Not the singer. Although also
the singer. I'm more of a Monica Lewinsky.
Slow burn. Check it out. It's a great podcast.
Solid pod. We need to do more plugging of other things.
Yes.
This song was written by Candy Burris, Kevin Briggs. And the song is about a guy going through a breakup and still having feelings for his ex. He is heartbroken when he sees her with a total jerk. Burris and Briggs also wrote No Scrubs for TLC and Bills, Bills, Bills for Destiny's Child.
Two other fantastic songs.
That's right.
I mean, really just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good song.
What was that person?
Candy No Scrubs?
Candy Burris.
Doesn't that sound like a 30s name?
Yeah.
That's not like a cool 1999 pop song.
Candy. Candy, see? No Scrubs. No Scrubs, I actually danced to in my talent show in fifth grade.
What? How was it received?
Oh, yeah. Well received. Well received. There was three of us. We did a lot of shimmying. Mm-hmm. We had nothing on our chests.
Did you shake?
Oh, I shimmied and shaked. Okay. And I did a lot of body rolls. It was very inappropriate for fifth grade, but I did it, you know. Wore a tank top. Real crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tank top and the windbreaker pants. Well, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Anything good.
School, yeah. School, don't get me started on it. It's inappropriate as hell over there. When I was in high school, like, I remember these girls doing a performance of some song. It was like five girls. And at my school, girls would wear thongs above their pants. Like, they would have thongs pulled above their pants so you could see. Like, it was for everyone to see. And I was like, I mean, Tommy, your girlfriend does that, right?
God damn it.
Yeah, it was. Well, all I'm saying is school inappropriate.
Damn.
I used to do that. Yeah.
Really?
I shoplifted a thong because my mom wouldn't buy me one. She thought I was too young. She's a very smart woman. And so I would do that. It was blue with stripes, and I wore it, and I would hide it, obviously. And then this was middle school.
Yeah.
It was too much.
It's gonna be easy.
I was really thirsty
right?
in middle school. Okay.
What do you mean?
Very tall.
A thong? Yeah. Oh, because it's so little material.
I just put it in my jacket pocket.
Yeah.
It's the only thing to this day I've ever stolen.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. Uh-huh. One time I accidentally stole sunglasses because I forgot that they were on my head and I walked out of Target.
Oh, damn.
And I went home. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to go all the way back. That was like
the year Target
ago.
Went under.
So
damn.
That's the reason Barclays Target is closed.
Man. Yeah. I stole from a Hollister once. That's right.
That's hard to do.
It's not hard to do.
Really?
My roommate at the time's girlfriend worked at a Hollister, and she was like, dude, people shoplift from there all the damn time. Because they'll just take stuff into the dressing room and then, you know,
put it in
rip the tags off
or
whatever. And I was mad because he or one of his friends stole a bottle of my cologne that I got from Hollister. And at the time, 30 bones seemed pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, I'm going to take it. In my head, I was stealing from him because his girlfriend worked at Hollister. So I was like, this is how I'll get them back.
Yeah.
I felt weird about it. That's the only thing I ever took. Yeah.
Did you wear Hollister clothes?
Like, I did. Well, I lost a bunch of weight when I was 19, and I thought Hollister was like cool. And so it started fitting me, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be a Hollister guy now.
Yeah,
and then
you?
I was on spring break one time. What ruined it for me is I was on spring break, and this guy that was with us was like, we should go hit on girls on the beach. And then we tried to. We were all fucking nerds or whatever. So then we walk up to this girl. We're like, hey, what are you doing later? And then she was like, I know what you guys are going to be doing later. Hanging out at Hollister.
Oh, she got
you. She got us. And I was like, I should probably not wear this anymore.
We got to get her on the podcast. Damn.
If you're listening, come back. Be on the podcast.
Now, did you wear like the shirts that said Hollister? Or
yes,
did you
of
pop
course.
The collar?
I didn't pop the collar.
Okay.
I didn't do that. Tommy, I mean, you ever pop? You seem like a guy who might pop that collar.
You know what I say to girls when I'm hitting on them? Things ain't clear. And baby, when you I thought I'd pull it up at the right time.
Wait, wait. Let's isolate that. You say, fuck.
Oh, that poor woman in your room.
Oh, man. I was never a top collar guy, I don't think.
No.
I hope not.
No, I
wore a lot of polos. I wore a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
I'd wear the Vineyard Vines.
I could see you popping a collar on
here. I probably did.
Only because, like, I love that you do one of my favorite things ever, which I borrowed this past week, where you share your statuses from, like, 10 years ago. And I had one pop up that I was like, this is...
You had the funniest one. The mine is Dunder Mifflin was
so sad.
That was so fun. That was funnier than any of mine, I think. I was jealous of it.
Yours made me laugh very hard, but I was like, people were messaging me like, this is actually really sad, dude.
Wait, you have to say
you
it.
You take this down.
It was like a 2017.
It was, because it was back when Facebook made you say is.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was like Thomas is, and it said working at Dunder Mifflin in his imagination.
That's the saddest thing.
It was this working at Dunder Mifflin ... in his imagination. Very sad. What a lame ass dude. What
do you
did
ever
I
see,
need?
Old statuses? Do you have that coming up on
Every
Facebook?
Once in a while they pop up.
That's a fun
like, this is what you were doing 6 years ago.
Anything like, do you have any like 10 years ago though? Those are really fun.
Yeah, that's the one. I want to see if I have one today. I think that's a fun game we can play with our guests from now on.
Yeah.
The old, 10 years ago today. Yeah.
You want to see if you can
it
do
doesn't it? Always, you don't always have them for the exact day, but it usually pops up on your, actually, where is that? Damn, it usually pops up at the top of your feed now that I'm thinking about it.
You can also look on the left side to memories, under events.
Oh,
yeah.
This is talking Facebook.
Oh, I found it. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay.
So I have two from today from 10 years ago.
All right.
I have Tommy McNamara is, ask the pastor, is the strip clubs cool if my tips help put a pretty girl through school? Kanye. And also Tommy McNamara is, I don't get strokes, I give them any given Sunday. Same day, 10 years ago.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Strokes?
I wrote 10 years ago is... Fuck the vice presidential debates. I want the office instead.
Oh my God.
You're fucking weirdo.
And Jim can debate with that art school douche that Pam is friends with.
Oh my God. So you were just like, everyone else was living their lives and you were just thinking
just
about the office.
I thought
it was
all the
only
time.
On the office. That was it. Okay. You were just looking for your pain.
Oh, here's the first, here's the oldest one I have. It says, Tom Takar is doing all right, getting good grades. His future's so bright. He hopes he doesn't get AIDS.
Oh, God.
Wow, that took a turn.
I mean, I could see myself writing that right now, to be honest. Probably will. Hey, what the hell, Tom?
This song rules, by the way. We kind of did it dirty.
It's good. This one also still holds up. Very nice. And this is on the album that they really helped produce.
But this album also, to me, you can agree or disagree, feels like just a launching pad for Justin's solo career. Your thoughts?
Yes, thoughts.
Justin's solo career, okay. I'm a little perturbed with Justin, okay?
Is that right?
I don't care for him. I think he's doing his roots dirty, all right?
Damn.
I think when he did the Super Bowl halftime show,
yes,
he did not bring in NSYNC. Beyonce brought fucking Destiny's Child. I'm sorry, am I not supposed to curse?
Oh, you can curse.
Great. Goddamn.
Coldplay brought longtime friend Beyonce.
Bruno Mars. Yeah, of course.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bruno Mars. Everyone picks who they started with.
I'm just saying. The only reason they haven't done a reunion tour is because of Justin.
This song is called.
They don't even have to do it much. They could do a 10-city tour, and they would get millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, it would be that easy.
It would be that
easy. Can they not just tour without his ass?
No one's going to that.
I would go to that.
I would go to that. I'd be there and be like, Jay, and then I'd throw my bra at him.
What's up?
I would go find that thong I was wearing in middle school and just throw it at his face. I saved it for you.
Oh, God.
Oh,
let's
please
see
put
here.
It on your head. Oh,
I'm
God.
Looking up the song meanings for this song, and there's a lot of opinions here.
Oh, really?
This is from RL Patriots 0499.
Of course.
Says, my opinion, I listen to a lot of rock and roll music. I love Zeppelin, The Stones, Puddle of Mud.
Wow. Okay, they're on
heavy metal classic rock.
Why are you commenting on this, though?
For some reason, I really like this song.
Oh.
Haha. It's real catchy, and you can't tell me the vocals on this song aren't really good. The concept of boy bands may be extremely gay, but you got to admit,
God damn it.
Some songs have... Wait. Oh, I see. You got to admit, some songs weren't half bad. They came out of that era. He's saying, yeah, he spelled it so bad. Let's see. Someone wrote, what I want to know is, when did NSYNC become urban? Just look at this video.
Okay. That didn't, I didn't like her tone
good.
With that.
Who was that? That was Banzai. So take it with a grain of Banzai salt. If you ask me.
Is Banzai a salt?
No.
I get what you were saying now. Wow,
I was saying,
that took
like,
me a second.
There was nothing to understand.
Okay.
I said something that could be interpreted as possibly nonsense. let's see. Damn right, except I'd like to say that this is very difficult for me at least to play piano and sing at the same time. I think that they're saying that how talented this band is.
They're very talented. Okay, get me on that thread.
I hear
get
the
in
song,
there.
And I think piano.
I got a lot to
it's
say.
Very high
bonsai.
Bar to get on this songmeanings.com.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that existed. I like to take what I take away. You know.
I understand. Yeah. We should go to Jared before. We're at the halfway point. Yeah.
Some might call this the halftime show.
We got Jared, and he didn't even
and Aerosmith?
Bring...
Now, Caitlin, we met in beautiful Indiana.
We did.
Where this next voicemail is from.
That's
oh, no.
right.
Jared
we
Thompson.
Have Jared Thompson.
Oh, Jer Bear.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending NSYNC. You know, for someone my age especially, you know, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, a bunch of other... boy bands or just pop music in general from that time frame is garbage mostly. But a lot of, you know, we've been through this a couple times recently where there are examples of it being fun, I guess. And I mean, if there's an NSYNC song on, certainly most everyone knows some of the words, and it isn't irritating in the way that, you know, there are other things from that time frame that are also irritating. I think it's surprising sort of in retrospect that there was someone who is talented, and maybe there's more, but we know for sure that JT is, you know, a talented dude. You know, this is tough because, you know, I don't think anybody would sort of list them as like a historically terrible band because no one's really ever taking them seriously. Whereas like, you know, certain bands that are, you know, that are actually like playing instruments are kind of made fun of a little bit more because they're like trying to be good or whatever. I think NSYNC is just sort of a footnote in history that just ended up having a pretty talented person in the band. I mean, most of those boy bands were like put together in a lab or whatever, and I think this is one of them, although I could be wrong. Anyway, pretty indifferent on this one. Again, it's kind of fun, but I'm certainly not going to listen to it on my own, but anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
What do you
Another,
think?
Yeah, what are your thoughts? I would
I
say that was
things.
Pretty, pretty...
More positive than you'd think.
Jared has been in a good mood lately when
oh,
he's been
really?
Calling in here.
You call that
terrifying.
Positive?
Yeah, that, what's he got stewing up over there? Yeah. Is what I wonder. He's something's cooking in Bloomington, and I don't like the smell of it.
Okay, first off, do you think it's easy to sing and dance at the same time? It's not easy, okay? It's a different skill set, okay? I bet you fucking Creed can't do that. The Stones can't do that, all right? I don't know why I chose the Creed and the Stones. I don't know why I picked those.
I think that they can.
They can't sing and dance. The choreography
yes.
that they do. And then also JC, he plays his own instruments, okay? He's very wow. talented. All right.
Which instruments does he often play, old JC?
JC plays the piano.
The lanyard.
He just jingles around a lanyard, snapping the end of it back and forth. I didn't follow up with this JC defense from Billboard. Let's see if you agree with a lot of this. From the beginning, Timberlake was branded as the face of the group, despite he and Shazay. It's Shazay, right?
Yes,
I always fuck this up.
You're doing great. It's okay.
Right. Sharing the role of co-lead of vocalists. Sure, Timberlake may have been the most conventionally attractive, and him being the youngest member along with dating pop princess Britney Spears definitely added to his appeal. I think that
I think that's
is
what
a big part of what skyrocketed
yeah,
old JT.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I watched that halftime show. She's amazing. She had a good little
Brittany?
Voice.
Oh, yeah.
Rocket, like, yeah. Anyway,
yeah, she's
we can
good.
Come back to that.
a large chunk of the spotlight shone on him through the band's short-lived career, that unfairly cast a shadow over JC, who was arguably the pillar that kept the music floating
wow.
high on the charts thanks to
Thank
his
you.
Pristine vocals.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Timberlake's signature falsetto was mostly heard on the hooks that made the songs like I Want You Back and Pop so catchy, but JC's soulful croons carried the weight of the majority of the band's singles. To put it simply, he had the range. This is a lot of how I feel the people talk about this podcast. Tommy's high vocals.
Oh, fuck you.
They're sometimes overshadowed. Oh, man. Yeah, he's more conventionally attractive. But
doesn't crooner sound like an insult?
Yeah, it does.
Look at this crooner.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a, like crouton almost or something.
I'm going to start lightly playing the next song, which is, of course, you made a very topical choice in your songs with this one.
Well, I wanted to make it clear. A lot of people for Christmas albums, they just cover other Christmas songs.
Right.
Yes.
They only had like maybe two on their Christmas album that were covers of other songs. This one is brand new. They wrote it themselves, and it's very good. It is very inclusive, and it's catchy as fuck. Look at those jingle bells you hear in the background.
Look at those jingle bells you hear in the background. When the snow is glistening on the trees
outside and all the stockings hung by the fire. Very nice. You can still hear it on the radio today. KOIT in San Francisco. They play it all the time.
Ooh.
Shout out to Coit.
This is a good song.
It's a good song.
I'm in.
It's always a sign. Stephen Thomas Erlewine reviewed the song and gave the following review. It's always a sign that a group is hot if they release a holiday album mere months after their debut. Mm-hmm. That's the case with NSYNC. Their debut was released in America in late March, and in early December, Home for the Christmas hit the shelves. Home for Christmas, not Home for the Christmas, like a Russian
Christmas?
Band put it out. Yeah, Home for the Christmas.
Home for Christmas.
Let's see. All of it is given the familiar NSYNC sheen, alternating between, we shall never name him on the show again, alternating between slickly produced adult contemporary ballads and light dance pop.
It's really funny if they just kept saying the Christmas.
Yeah.
they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
No, we the love the Christmas.
Oh, man. I hope that Grinch doesn't come get us this year. He'll ruin the Christmas.
The Christmas. I don't want to miss the Christmas.
Jeff, you just got a shout out.
Yeah, that's true. You must feel pretty excited.
Speaking of shout outs, this next song is the ultimate shout out to yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be May. We don't usually introduce the songs like that, by the way.
No.
This one's very good.
That is the worst vocal ever. We're gonna hear it again.
Who is that?
It's gonna be May.
It sounds like he's perfect. They're so young.
God, he sounds so much like Michael Jackson there.
Yeah. Well, a big influence on Justin Timberlake.
No.
Yeah. It's also very good, but it's a little too much. It's a little too much with all the beats. It's very clouded. But
overproduced.
Yes. Overproduced, I would say. It's gonna be me. Very good.
a meme song for eternity. What do you think of the memes?
That's right. What do you think?
The memes? The memes. Oh, it's going to be May.
Ruined our children.
I think so. No, I think it's the fact that they used Justin Timberlake's face and not J.C. Chassé's face.
Damn.
I'm very upset about it. Will you reunite? Will you reunite? I think this is the only thing I want to say for this podcast. They need to get a reunion tour going on because Chris Kirkpatrick is about to jump off a ledge. All right. Let's get
this.
I
think we should make that meme with JC on it.
I think we should.
That should be the movement. There's two movements that this podcast supports. It's the JC and the meme and the free the nipple.
And the war on the Christmas.
And the war on the Christmas. In the song, a woman has been hurt before and is hesitant to jump into a new relationship. The singer assures her that he isn't like those other guys and will be there for her. He says he will wait until she is ready and then she will choose him. Is that true? I guess that's what that's about.
I mean, that's a patient man.
I just found a thing. Oh, wait, here we go. Looking back at on NSYNC in a 2010 interview with NPR, Justin Timberlake said, "Everything that we did was based around a cappella harmonies. That's what we wanted to be in the beginning, an a cappella group."
Whoa.
So that is why we put five guys in the group when we were performing the group. There wasn't a boy band phenomenon. Nirvana and Pearl Jam were probably the two top acts in the world at the time, so we never knew it. What capacity everything was going to work out for us. I don't think we thought it was going to be as big as it became. What the fuck is he talking about?
He's like, there wasn't a boy band thing. There was an a cappella phenomenon sweeping the nation.
Also, wait, Nirvana and Pearl Jam were probably the two top acts in the world at the time. What year did they form? This was the year 2000.
No, Kurt Cobain died in 1994. And no one told them.
Guys, I think we're finally bigger than Kurt Cobain. I haven't heard anything from here in years. Oh, my God. Look, guys, we're in a podcasting contest with Kurt Cobain. So, yeah. Oh, in 2016, Fall Out Boy released a video for the song Irresistible that imagines the band as dolls similar to the NSYNC figurines from the It's Gonna Be Me clip.
Do you love that? You love that doll thing?
Oh, the doll thing?
Yeah, the marionettes. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I get it. It's,
I could ask in a less rude way, probably. Yeah.
Do you
Are
like
you into
that?
Like bullshit?
I don't know why I took that tone.
I respect their creativity. Okay, they took a lot of chances with their videos. All right,
yeah.
Not all of them were so good, but
wow.
The marionette thing, that was fun. That was fun. No strings attached.
It was an arresting
visual.
Yes.
It went together. It had a theme.
For
it
sure.
Was wonderful. All right. What Backstreet Boys do? Dance in the rain and cry like little bitches?
Damn.
Probably.
Remember the call? They were in a tunnel.
Wait,
NSYNC
what?
NSYNC never went to a tunnel.
Yeah, they go to a
they
tunnel.
They built their own tunnel. Super Bowl halftime show.
At the Superman halftime show.
Here's the thing. NSYNC might have no strings attached, but Backstreet Boys took a whole millennium. When they named
one
their
more song
album Millennium.
One more song.
All right, let's hear the final song of this
one
very playlist.
This one is my favorite.
All right, okay. This song.
It's the best one.
Also
it's
my favorite.
Be good.
So good.
Before I play it, I would like to let everyone know that I was sliding my feet in a moonwalk way while listening to this in a Rite Aid.
Hell yeah.
Sliding my
you
feet.
You should have taken a video.
In a moonwalk way.
A moonwalk way. I love that street.
This one just really showcases.
This is the best. You're right.
This
is the only one that I like had on playlists for a long time. I really like this song.
There's a thousand words that I could say to make you come home.
Seems so long ago. This is the Stand By Your Band remix.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. I just want to
Sorry
so
for 2004.
I remember what you said to me. You were acting so strange. And maybe I was too blind to see that you needed a change. Was it something I said to make you turn away? To make you walk out and leave me cold? If I could just find a way to make it so that you were right here,
Ooh,
right now.
Wait for it.
been sitting here. Can't get you off my mind. Try my best to be a man and be strong. Drove myself insane, wishing I could touch your face. But the truth remains.
And this was before Gone Girl. Before we knew girls could be gone.
And JC looks a lot like Ben Affleck.
Tell me where the body is.
Damn. Zaxter says beautiful. Justin's voice is very sexy. This is still part of the remix. If there's something that I could do,
won't you please let me know? Best part right here. Right?
Yes, that's my
TikTok.
The TikTok. Oh.
They started the Time's Up movement.
Good for them. They're heroes. Okay. American heroes. Baby, I don't want to. So I'll just hang around and find some things to do to take my mind off missing you. And I know in my heart you can't say that you don't love me too. Please say you do. Yeah. Girls.
Sitting here. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
That's the best.
That's the best one.
That's a fine song.
Before we rate her, well, why don't you give your final defense over a song? I feel like it's too big not to talk about it. We're going to play lightly play pop. Because I feel like this song was such a big song of my youth that I feel like we'd be remiss.
Yes,
to not
yes.
Have it playing it on.
I don't want to be remiss. Dirty pop.
Right? Yes. This is seventh grade to me.
This is quite a song.
Very good. What's this little beatboxing in it, you know? When is it going to fade out? Do you remember this music video?
Think? How do you do that? Can you do that?
What?
Like rolling on?
Is
it JC? It is about respect.
Very soulful. Clothes I wear and where I go and why. All that matters is that you get hyped and we'll do it to you
every time. Come on now. Ever wonder why? And in retrospect, this is so bad.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I never really liked this song.
I mean, it's
like
very
my least
dancing.
Favorite.
It's a little
but
too
it was
much.
So big.
It's a little too much.
I feel like Bye 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 is the song that is left off of this playlist that is the quintessential NSYNC song.
It's I thought it was too on the nose.
No, I just think we should hear it for a second if we're going to listen to pop, you know. If we're just listening to any bullshit that Tommy thinks.
Yeah. Now, and everybody can still do the dance moves.
I didn't say I like it. I'd be remiss if I didn't play it. And I'd be remixed if I didn't.
I'd be Sprite remix if I were delicious.
So is this the biggest hit of all time?
I'm going to Google
it. I know this album was.
I think this is the biggest album
that they had.
Yeah.
Is this the
I think this single, I think this song is their biggest hit. That's my guess. I'll Google it.
I think it's Friday Night or whatever that bullshit was.
Tell me where the party is.
I'm tipping my hand.
Whatever that shit you like is or whatever. NSYNC's 10 biggest hits according to Billboard.
Okay.
All right. So, did you take a guess?
It's either going to be Tearing Up My Heart or Bye Bye Bye.
Okay. And Tommy, you say pop?
No,
you're
I don't
like a
say
because you're stupid. Why don't you just say the Christmas album? Why don't
what
you
do you
that
think?
One?
Yeah, you fucking asshole. Got him.
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You burnt.
Are you searching?
It's all about respect.
All right.
Wait, you have?
I think it's going to be tearing up my heart.
Yeah, right, bye, bye, bye. So I have to pick a third thing.
Yes.
And like Kindler voice. And
oh my God. I just, while you think, yeah. I'm going to tell a story about it. I did Andy Kindler's alternative show this week and this past weekend at,
I'm going to go girlfriend.
Okay. You're going to go girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Yeah. Place. A week or two ago, I was at JFL Toronto and I did Andy Kindler's alternative show. And during the show, he was hosting, Andy was hosting, and Todd Glass kept coming up while Andy was on stage. And my favorite one was, because he was not on the show, he was just popping in, and Todd comes in with a leaf blower at one of the times when Andy's on stage in between comics, and he's blowing the leaf blower out, and Andy's like, Todd, what the fuck are you doing? I'm trying to do a set. And Todd's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought the show was over. I didn't hear any laughs. So I was just cleaning up.
That is so funny.
A little Andy Kindler story for you.
That's so sweet.
All right. I will tell you the results. According to Billboard.com, what was the one you said, Tommy? Girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
All right. Coming in at number 7, we have Girlfriend featuring Nelly. Coming in at number 5, we have Tearing Up My Heart.
Really?
And coming in at number 1, we have Bye Bye Bye,
all right,
baby.
All right. Oh.
Wait. Tommy just cranked up the volume on a thing that was doing nothing. Very dramatically, I might add. Couldn't have put it to a more anticlimactic part of the song.
You know what's a funny phrase? Just another player in your game for two. Who the fuck talk like that?
High school weird. All right. That's going to do it for this week on Standby. We gotta rate and review this thing.
You go first. I feel like I keep going first.
All right. I am going to give this a solid 5 out of 6.
Wait, just so you know. And you eliminated the Christmas song, right?
Yes.
Caitlin gave us 7 songs.
So I can't remember the whole playlist, to be honest. All I remember... Yeah,
Tearing Up My Heart,
okay.
It Makes Me Ill, Just Got Paid, Girlfriend, It's Gonna Be Me, and Gone. No
okay,
Christmas.
I appreciate that you did that. I'm switching my number to 4.5 out of 6 because the songs It Makes Me Ill and the other one that I...
Just Got Paid.
And Just Got Paid. Woo! They had
real
some stank
stinkers,
on
huh?
them.
What?
But
they're
I
fun.
I know
they're
I'm not supposed
songs.
To do this, but sometimes the brain can't handle being able to compartmentalize. And I heard that Christmas song, and I can't get it out of my head.
It's a good Christmas.
I can't help but factor it in. So I bumped up the score 0.5. The other ones are certified bangers, 4.5 out of 6.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, It Makes Me Ill did what it said. And, Just Got Paid. Made me feel like I was robbed. I don't know. I like Gone. 2.5.
Oh,
2.5.
It's because of the hair thing, huh? Following
I saw
me
the score dipping like a stock.
Oh, God. Just plummeted. I didn't have a chance.
Felt like watching fucking MSNBC when like Google goes down. Just plummeting.
Caitlin, I thought you were a nice girl from Midwest. You're the San Francisco meanie. I didn't even realize. I feel like
SF bully.
I'm a monster.
You're a liberal elite. The East or the West Coast liberal elite. Taking down our good, hard-working hairlines.
Beautiful hairlines.
Oh,
that's
man.
What they are.
Tommy, does that affect your score?
All right, 5.
Yeah. All right,
time is canon.
What do you... This is non-canonical. what do you rate this playlist out of 6?
I mean, I love each and every one of those songs. I was trying to get an array. I give it a 6 out of 6.
All right,
I'm so
respect
I'm
that.
7 out of 6. I'm adding that Christmas song.
Well, again, non-canonical, but
and how
but
do you defend the
what is math?
Lou Pearlman.
Down with that man.
Damn.
Who is already down. He's dead.
Yeah,
oh,
he
boy.
Did.
I forgot.
Oh, he
gone.
He gone.
Girl, you're gone. Tell
me
where the
body
is. Lou Perlman in jail. Ah. That's where the buddy is. Okay. Boy.
This is so fun. Thank you so much for doing
this. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
Thank you for having me. No, I'm just happy to be here.
All right.
You know?
I think just check out my Twitter and you'll find what you need.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, Tom Takkar, Thakkar, in case you listen to this without following me. Tommy, TommyMcNamara.com.
Be at Knitting Factory on Sunday. That's always, it's a holiday weekend, so those are always the best ones.
I believe this will be coming out on the 3rd, so come see me at the Big Hunt in D.C. now that I'm thinking about it, the 12th and 13th. I'd love to see you out there. I got some guff last time for breaking the sellout streak, so it was Thanksgiving.
I was there.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving, maybe give me a fucking break. that'll be a good time. Check out you up, obviously. Hey, rate and review on iTunes if you're having a good time, and get on the Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband. Guys, keep it crispy. Bye.